Blog Talk Radio.
Understanding, living understanding. I'm going to stop right there.
blessings flow over the one by one, just like the Beatitudes do. Blessed are. Blessed are the persons who find wisdom. Let me pray for them next morning. Father in heaven, bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me understanding and knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for calling to me your wisdom, Lord, that I'm able to operate in the knowledge and understanding of your Son and of your faith. And I thank you, and I pray right now, Lord, to you impart supernatural wisdom across the way today. Anyone watching on blog, may you touch them, Lord, with supernatural wisdom, Lord. Anyone watching on Facebook Live or YouTube, Lord, touch them with supernatural wisdom, Lord. Let them understand the map that you put out before us, Lord, that we are following you with supernatural wisdom, Lord. I pray that anyone out there is understanding of the word that speaks with clarity and understanding, Lord. Pray also, Lord, that anyone out there is physically ill, Lord. Is there a thought, Lord, that you would touch them with a shout, Lord, by your stripes, Lord, and your hate. And I also pray, Lord, that anyone out there that is not right in their spirit, their heart's off, or their mind is not right, Lord, I pray for the renewing of the mind, the changing of the spirit, the new attitude in their minds, Lord, and their heart, that they will be renewed, Lord, just like the strength for you, just like the wings of Israel, Lord, even more sore, and then they will soar, Lord, in healthy situations, just like you guys soar that this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace upon my life. I praise you, Lord, for you and me, Lord, amen. All right, good morning again, and thank you for tuning in. All right, so here it is. We're talking about God's wisdom. We're actually talking about the mercy of God in the pride, but the Lord has put in my heart. Okay, you know, we're talking about the wise, last week, the wise bridegroom. Five wise, five foolish. So there's the difference. Wise, foolish. We're talking about complete polar opposites from what wisdom to stupidity or foolishness. And that's what the Bible is saying about the five women. Five women actually were wise enough to carry oil, extra oil, but five were not. So here's the thing. And it seems to me that the wisdom is also preparation, right? Okay, so when God talks of wisdom, it requires preparation for what it says right here in verse 13 of Proverbs. Blessed are the ones who find it. Who find it? Okay, great. You have to find it. And you need to find something. What do you got to do? Seek it. You got to go after it and look for it. I lost my wallet this morning. I still haven't found it yet. But I will continue seeking it until I find it. Okay? So here's the thing. So we have to keep seeking wisdom until we find it. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says that. And it's real simple. Okay? And we need to know that knowledge without understanding is futile. Okay? So it's the five women that had the five women who went out and talked about last year to wait for the bridegroom. All 10 of them had knowledge and understanding that the bridegroom was coming. So they all went out to meet him. But he took longer than expected, and even though they acknowledged he was coming, five of them did not prepare. Okay? How do you prepare? You study, you come to understanding, and then the wisdom falls. And some of them were wise, the Bible says, five were foolish. But all 10 of them knew that the bridegroom is coming. I mean, we're living in America right now. Most people watching are from America. You don't know Christ is coming. Okay? If you don't know Christ is coming, I'm here to tell you, he is coming. I don't know when, but he will return because the Bible says so. But here's the thing. We all of us have knowledge of Jesus Christ. Most of us have understanding of Jesus Christ. Now, this is the missing ingredient. We are not operating in that knowledge and understanding through wisdom. That's what the problem is with the church today and individuals that claim the name of Christ. They know Christ is Lord. They know that he's coming back again, and one day they'll be judged before him. Good morning, Brother Sean Spray. 516, Long Island. Now, what are they doing? And here's the thing. And here's the thing now. We operate. Wisdom will cause us to use the information or the tool properly. And we're going to get into all of that. So here's what it says. The following verses here are Proverbs. And I would recommend all verses. we the problems really don't do come through until you understand yourself. So here it is. Blessings fall over the ones who find wisdom. So that means that some people don't find it because they're not diligent enough to keep seeking. Okay. So they're being right and living understanding. Okay. As wisdom increases, a great treasure is imparted. So there it is. We seek wisdom, but we keep seeking wisdom. We don't say, oh, I found wisdom, I'm done. No. You found some wisdom, but there's much more. And there's an increased factor of wisdom. So we have to go always after it. So just the stuff that what I considered myself wise in 3 years ago is nothing compared to the things now that I understand. Because I kept traveling that road and I kept seeking understanding. Understanding led to wisdom. And wisdom in return leads to blessing. Okay, that's what the Bible is saying. So as wisdom increases, great treasure is important. Greater than many bars we find gold, it's more valuable the commodity than gold and gemstones. There is nothing you desire that's compared to her. Her meaning wisdom. So here's what the Bible says. Wisdom is to be seized, but not just a one-time event. Okay, this is something that constantly has to be a pursuit in your life, in your heart. Keep looking, keep seeking, keep going after wisdom. Okay? Knowledge first, understanding, and then the wisdom follows. Okay? So this is something we seek above all things. You know, like I said, I'm looking for my wildest one. I'm going to continue to look until I find it. And if not, wisdom tells me to pull and get everything in place. All right? So here's the thing. Keep going. If you're seeking wisdom, and you don't have the understanding you need for specific thing that's going on in your mind and your heart. You're seeking the Lord, just keep seeking. Okay? Because we're going to talk about that next week. Okay, so I don't want to get ahead of us, but there's Bible scriptures on that. Okay. Here it is. Wisdom extends to you a long life on one hand, and wealth and prosperity in the other. Out of her mouth flows righteousness, and her words release both war and mercy. There it is. Look. We'll get right to the point here. Law and mercy. All right. So wisdom brings you law and mercy. So that's what it's talking about. I believe in my heart. That's the religious. But look, it's real easy. It's real easy to read the Bible. And it's real easy to have an understanding what those words mean. Okay, on the page. But without wisdom, you're going to become religious or legalistic. You're going to read the Ten Commandments. And thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt honor whatever, mother and father. Yeah, guess what? But guess what? The wisdom, if you read that, you understand how to apply it. Because the wisdom will allow the mercy to come into your heart. And then you'll understand that, yeah, stealing is wrong, lying is wrong, killing is wrong. So, we have to have mercy on people. And instead of condemning and pointing the finger, we need to have the compassion that Jesus had on them. And bring them back into the fold. Okay, there's no one out there that's too far gone to be recovered from God, to repent and return back to God. The Bible is full, but that's what wisdom teaches. Now, religion teaches, oh man, he's dumb. He's not dumb again. Well, guess what? You don't have religion of God, neither do I. So, do we ever truly know God and know him? Are we able to make that call or that judgment? I don't think so. Wisdom tells me that. The things that we know we can operate in, the things that we know that we should stay away from. That's what wisdom alludes to. So here it is. The ways of wisdom are sweet. Or the ways of wisdom and stature. Okay, so here it is. Luke 2:52 clearly states when Jesus was 13 years old in the synagogue, when his parents were looking for him, he was in the synagogue. And it says right there, Luke 2:52, that at that moment, Jesus was increased in wisdom, stature, and favor of God and man. So here's what wisdom does for a person. True wisdom of God, when we're operating in, not only to show us what to do, but absolutely more importantly, shows us what not to do. Okay, so now, what does that do? The wisdom leads to increase in stature. What's your stature? Your standing. What is standing? It's amongst God and men. Okay? That's what the Bible tells us and teaches us. So here's the thing. Wisdom will elevate you. It will elevate you in the sight of God and in the sight of men. And it will open up doors and opportunities to for you to advance God's kingdom. It was through wisdom that God showed me that Jesus Christ is Lord, so I had the knowledge. I knew what he'd done on the cross, and I understood what he'd done. Now what am I doing? Wisdom tells me what to tell other people. So that's where wisdom comes in to play in our lives. Okay, so here it is, right? The ways of wisdom are sweet. They leave a favor. Okay, always draw me into a place of wholeness. Okay, there we go. Check this out. Wholeness. The word in the Hebrew is obviously shalom. Some verses are translated into peace. Shalom is way above the comprehension of peace. Peace is in English. Shalom, they're not a word really in English language to translate shalom to. But people consider peace. But it's really peace. Peace isn't because of all of the box. No. Peace is a wellness and a completeness. When we talk about the people, we're talking about good health, spiritual health, physical health, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, financial health. This is all that. Good morning, brother. That's Eric Presto. How you doing, brother? So wisdom is critical. So we're not talking about just, you know, being smart. Smart is one thing. Wisdom is an absolute another thing. Wisdom will help you to operate the knowledge that you have, the understanding that you have. Without the wisdom, you're being foolish. So you need to operate in wisdom to understand, to know what God's seeking from us, okay? Because you can't do that without the wisdom, okay? It's just information. Information only is as good as in what you get of it and what you use it for. The ways of wisdom are sweet. They're going to lead your favor, okay? Well, the ways of wisdom, he said in this one, the ways of wisdom are pleasantness and favor, and all paths are peace. So that's more of a thing. That's in the verse 13. Her ways are highways of pleasantness, favor, and peace. So that's the word shalom. Pleasantness, true favor, and peace, which leads to natural peace. It's not peace. It's all these things. It's the sum of all these things that God gives us. The peace, the wholeness, the wellness, the sound mind, the sound heart. You know, and that is the sum of all those parts equals peace. So that's shalom. It's peace that comes from everything. It's not just this temporary peace. What, you know, it's almost like peace is not happiness. Let's get that straight. Okay, wisdom will teach you that too. Happiness is based on condition and temporary. But true inner peace that God says, I will give you, Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter if they're about to chop your head off. Boom. You still have peace about it, okay? And even when you lose your wallet, you still have peace about it. Okay, even when you your car got burned, and you got pulled over for a ticket, and you say, oh, I'm on probation with the burden of deportation, 90 days, you still have peace. Because you know that regardless of what happens, God is with you. He's never going to leave you. That's the greatest wisdom to get a hold of, is the wisdom of God that you have peace, that you operate in peace. So, see, so on verse 17, the wage of wisdom is pleasantness, favor, and peace. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the favor of God and the favor of man. How do you get the favor of God? Just do what's pleasing in God's sight. Okay, that you don't have to be doctor. No, just know that if we do what's pleasing in the sight of God, we're going to have this favor from God, and it'll be upon our lives, and we'll operate in His will, but we're also operating in His authority and power. So here it is. Seeking wisdom brings the discovery of untold blessings, for she is the healing tree of life. So, for those who taste her fruits. Okay, so check this out. This is interesting. And, the tree of life. Okay. Now we know the tree of life is in the garden of Eden. Okay. It is there. Now we have tree of life, and right next to it is the tree with the understanding or the knowledge of good and evil. There is knowledge of good and evil. I'm opening up this one. the knowledge of good and evil. So wisdom has always been around. You know why I say that? Because in the next verse it says the Lord laid the earth's foundation with wisdom as his blueprint. So wisdom is eternal. It's always been around us, around before us, and waiting for us. It always existed. The God always existed. And Christ is wisdom. So here's the thing. So when the untold blessing it talks about here, teaching her, praying, studying, untold blessing, all the mysteries of God. Don't you realize that we hold this treasure inside the earthen vessel? This is the mystery that all that God gave the revelation, that God was going to release the Savior and give us opportunity to come back to it. Okay, that's the mystery of God. Before Jesus Christ showed up, they gave me a secret. They prophesied, but it wasn't truly revealed until Christ showed up. I'm going to read about that in the next verse. But here's the thing. So there's this one thing I want to point out and make it clear. Wisdom can be tainted. Wisdom can be defiled. Wisdom of this world is evil. The wisdom that is pure and undefiled is of God. Now, we take our word just a little. No, that's defiled. If God's wisdom is pure and undefiled, and we need to stay that way. You can't come in and go, oh, well, that makes sense, God, but look, I got this new twist on. No, you can't do that. Okay? But here it is. Adam and Eve thought, you know, they walked with God, the devil threw some junk at them, and they ended up eating the tree of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil. And it says in the Bible, in Genesis, that Eve desired that wisdom, okay, that wisdom right there was poison, and we know what it led to. Okay, so here's the thing. What the Bible is saying here in verse 18 of Proverbs is that it brings the discovery of untold blessing. Back when this was written, the untold blessing, and this is King Solomon prophesied, the untold blessing was the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, coming back. Coming for his church. Because wisdom will tell you that. And you will understand that mystery. And then it talks about the healing tree of life for those who make the speak. So if you come to the understanding, you will walk in the blessing, just the same blessing that the tree of life has. That's eternal life. That's what it says. So here's the thing. We can know that the wisdom not just knowledge and understanding, but it's also insight. Insight holds in the story. I'll bring the definition next. Okay, you have insight. What is insight? In terms, it's having an understanding you should have, or having a knowledge that you should have, really. Okay? Insight, seeing different things that you normally wouldn't see. Okay, so look, here's what it says. The Lord laid the Lord's foundation of wisdom, and it's good. And his living understanding of all the universe came into being. So there is wisdom. Wisdom created the world and the heavens. God spoke. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the word of God. Wisdom is Jesus Christ himself, which is the word of God. Wisdom is when we line up with God's will. Anything that we do that is pleasing to God is truly wisdom. It's our act. It's how we operate. It's how we do it right now. Okay. I'm going to finish reading this, just what I wanted to use. My child, better drift off course from what these two goals in life is. Your purpose. That's one thing I want to remind everyone here today, too. That as you walk in wisdom, oh, I don't know God's will, and I don't understand what God's going to do. All right, that's fine. Give me the eyes to do it, and I still don't truly understand. But God is pleased. As you walk in wisdom, things start coming together. Okay? Don't expect to know it all at once. But you can fill a bucket of water a drip at a time. Eventually it's going to get. So God doesn't put it all on us when it's too much to chew at time. He gives us crumbs, which eventually lead to a big meal. You know? So here's the thing, you have to keep going and constantly seeking. This is my child, never drip or force and you can go into life. Walking wisdom and discovering your purpose. What's your purpose? It's in true identity. What's your purpose? It's in Christ. Okay, our identity in Christ, our purpose in Christ. That's what we need to discover. Okay? Don't ever forget how they empower you. Who empower? It gives you power. So understanding your identity and understanding your purpose, truly having the knowledge and the wisdom of God and operating it. Okay? Not just sitting on it. You have to be able to do something. You live by faith. Okay? Faith will lead you to an action. Faith is not a noun, it's a verb. Faith is get out and go. Okay? That's what faith is. Alright? By faith. By faith, knowing where you are. By faith, most part of the legacy. By faith. Okay? Faith will require an action. True faith, the proof, the true faith that truly full grown and mature will send you out and it will require an action. I don't care if you're on these playing in the closet for yourself for 24 hours straight, not eating. That's still faith, but that's still an action. Okay? So know this. Wisdom is alive, eternal, and it needs faith and faith you to do something according to it. The thing is, don't ever get out and empower you, but they strengthen you inside and out. Okay, so faith will strengthen you inside and out. What that means is it will strengthen your soul, your spirit, okay, your body. Wisdom will strengthen your soul, okay? It will strengthen your spirit, and which obviously is your body as well. Remember, it will give you more life, okay? You will be energized and refreshed by the healing it brings. So, it says that wisdom will strengthen you inside out and inspire you to do what's right. Hallelujah. So what are you doing? Are you doing what's right? Okay, you gotta look at it, understand it. So it says, my child, never drink off from the forces to hold your life, to discover your purpose, and to walk in wisdom. Wisdom is gonna lead you to your purpose. Wisdom is gonna lead you, the true wisdom of God is gonna lead you right into. When you receive it, you embrace it, you walk in it. But we gotta seek it. So here it is. You just need to know that wisdom is to be seeked. It's more likely now to start now to get to the wisdom. And not only seek on occasion, but consciously. Okay, you don't seek wisdom on just when you have a trouble. Okay, here's the thing about wisdom. If you don't have it, when you finally have trouble, you're going to have to call on God and seek it. Oh, that you seek it without a double mind, and even a team of people. And we're going to talk about that next week. That's in the book of James. So here's the thing. Wisdom is to be seeking consciously. Don't start seeking wisdom when there's foreclosure on your house, you lost your job, your wife left, your dog ran away, your kid flunked out of school, and all this other stuff is going on. No. See, if you seek wisdom now, those things are not going to happen. You're going to be prepared. You're going to take measures to avoid certain things. Now, if you look back in your life, all the mistakes you made, and if you go back and with the wisdom and understanding we have now of what we've done, we would avoid them, I'm sure. And that's wisdom. Avoiding a tragedy before it happens, that will lead you to be prepared for certain things. Now, there's some things you can't prepare for, but that's not true. Always be prepared to be good with God. But there's certain things that we have no control over, no matter how wise, how rich, how brilliant we are. There's some things that we will not have. Okay, that's when faith falls into place. That's when wisdom, instead of leading to an action with your mind and with your hands, it'll lead you to a spiritual action, which is your faith rising up. So now you're going to pray, you're going to go and get into warfare in the spirit versus operating in the flesh. Now, always be warfare in the spirit, but when you're warfare, until God will call you, do certain things in the flesh to manifest. Okay? So here it is. God's wisdom is alive and eternal. It's foundational and it has creative power. Okay, God created the heaven and the earth through wisdom and understanding. So here's the thing. Wisdom and understanding. Know this. It's creational. You know why I say that? Because if God gives you the wisdom to come up with an idea, and it's a great idea, God gave you the wisdom, now you go and patent it, okay, and you created a new invention, and the world loves it, and they all buy it, okay, that's creative. Wisdom might lead you to create a church, plant a church. We might lead you to plant a Bible study or open up a men's home. Okay? See, God may gave you the knowledge of what a men's home is about, and he may give you the understanding, you know what I mean, of how to operate. But if I don't step up in faith and operate in this wisdom, then what am I doing with the knowledge and understanding? Okay? So here it is. Wisdom leads to a promised blessing. Now know this. There's only seven promises that are true in this promise. But know this, that this is one of the promises. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom. So here it is. You got to find it. It's just not going to fall in your lap. But I'm going to tell you something. When you start seeking it, God will impart it to you. See, the wisdom of God, the true, pure, undefiled wisdom of God is imparted. It's not your own skill set or our own knowledge. God imparts his wisdom. He imparts his spirit. Anything imparted to God, when it's imparted, and the useful God imparted, is pure, undefiled, and it's holy, righteous, everything. But the problem is, once it's imparted, we somehow get our hands all over it. We start twisting. Then we end it in the fire. So know this. Wisdom leads to promised blessing. Here's some of the blessing. It leads to life abundance. It leads to prosperity. It leads to righteousness. It leads to understanding the law and operating in mercy at the same time. It leads to wholeness, shalom. It leads to living hope, Christ Jesus. It leads to guidance. It guides you down your path. Okay? It leads to your purpose. It gives you inspiration. It absolutely gives you revelation. And it gives you the skill to build and operate in that knowledge and understanding. Remember, Jesus Christ became wisdom of God for our benefit. Okay? We need the help. We need wisdom. We need a Savior. Not only to come and shed his blood for our sins, he also became wisdom for us so we can operate with this. Now that Jesus died on the cross, we got the knowledge Jesus died on the cross. We understand why he died on the cross for us. But now what are we doing about it? Wisdom's going to take us out to do things about it. Okay? Wisdom is going to allow us to operate in this knowledge and understanding. We must stay constant in the pursuit of wisdom. We must stay in constant pursuit of increasing our knowledge and wisdom will operate according to God's will. Okay? That's how we operate in wisdom. But we talk, and again, I'm going to let you say that God is far enough. But there's things that we do all part God does this part. We seek it. How do we seek it? Okay. We seek it by reading the word. Okay? We seek it by getting into Bible study, congregating with other members of the church, maybe watching it on TV, whatever the case is, we seek it. Alright? And then God starts imparting us a supernatural understanding that we use the word properly. Okay? And then this is it. These are the eternal blessings. The things that we're doing here, the certain things that we're doing now, leads us into eternity. We're eternal. And the wisdom of God is eternal. We're afraid of every day. You know how I know this? With the Bible told us so. And the Lord is going to say, okay, you know this. And you can do this to everyone. Anyone who has, anyone who is seeking. You know, we're seeking, this is King Solomon's brought out wisdom. Here's the thing. You can ask God for a wife, a husband. You can ask God for a house. You ask God for material things all day. That's great. But guess what? Why don't you ask God for wisdom and understanding, and then you'll be able to operate in all these things. Don't you think your wisdom will bring you things to you? It'll increase you in favor with man and God. So what is the better way to operate? It's in the power of God to faith, but in the wisdom of God, receiving favor from him, doing what's pleasing in his sight. And once you have faith of God in your life, I assure you, the favor of man is going to follow. Okay? So don't start out trying to get favor of man. Get favor of God first, and then the favor of man will follow. Absolutely. You need to have favor of God. You do not have favor of man. So here it is, we need to not just throw false. So this is a constant thing. So when the Bible tells us in 2, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, walking in knowledge and wisdom and understanding is part of that. Okay, you can't work it out. But see, wisdom will lead you to fear God. Okay, that's the beginning of it. But once we start fearing God, that's when wisdom really starts raining into our minds and hearts. So we operate in knowledge of Christ when we go weak because of it. Wisdom is associated with life and creation. We need to know that. Okay, because that's what's going on. And, so just know this. So here's the thing. Wisdom's profit is better than the profit of silver and gold. That's the wisdom. But seeking, not seeking money-making ideas in our minds, God will give us the knowledge, the wisdom that will bring us finance. And this finance is not for quite a new song. Like I said, this finance is going to operate in us in wisdom to elevate and advance our people. Okay, so that's the thing. Here's the way we do it. It's chokma. Now that's in Hebrew, obviously. Chokma. Okay, so that wisdom means skill and ability. So it truly means that skill and ability. So wisdom is a skill set. Wisdom is an ability. An ability is a skill. Okay? If you can build a house, you have a skill set. If you can make a good meal, lasagna. That's a skill set. Wisdom is skill and ability combined. Okay? So you have the skill, and you have the skill and ability combined. Knowledge needs understanding and the application of this knowledge through moral integrity. That's the wisdom of God. Moral integrity is the ingredient. See, here it is. This is the teaching of wisdom. It's the daily application of knowledge and understanding in your life. The practical operation of the wisdom and knowledge that you have. The godly things, not of this world, the godly things, and operating with the moral integrity, which I call the fear factor. The fear factor, the fear of what? The fear of God. The fear factor is absolutely all over wisdom. Who you fear is fearing God. You want to do what's right and pleasing in His sight. So God, the reverence of God, and that purpose, and only that purpose, to please God is the only way to keep the wisdom and operating in a pure manner of the Father. Okay? So we need to know this. We need to operate in the fear of God, the reverence of God, the love of God, for God. Let God will really heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then love the neighbor, which is love yourself. That right there is wisdom. Once you love God with your heart, mind, soul, and strength, He will give you the wisdom to love your neighbor. And He will give you the love that you could use to love your neighbor. Okay? So we need to know this. Knowing first, understanding second, enter into wisdom, which is the operation of the understanding and the knowledge. We have to really, truly consider the motives. Okay, so now look, wisdom that's defiled, wisdom that's not pure of God, we'll start considering the outcome of the other. All right, so if I go out and work, the outcome is I'm going to have money in my bank account, right? All right, great. Now, why are you going out there to work? What's your motive behind working? Well, I want to have money so I can do this thing. Well, here's the thing. Your motive of why is a lot greater than the outcome. I mean, you might say, what does that mean? Okay, I'm going to show you right now. Not just looking at the outcome, but having a focus on the reason why we do what we do. Why do you do what you do? Okay, so now, just to use me as an example, because maybe it makes more sense. Back when I first got started, I was still young work. So I was running around building a ministry, feeding the homeless people, picking up literally tons of food. Okay, so now, I understood people were hungry, right? I had a knowledge that people were hungry. I knew where they were. I understood they meant to be hungry. So now I went to get food and getting the food. Okay. So end result, I looked at was, look, everyone's getting dead. They're going to recognize me out there doing all this stuff for God, being a superhero. Well, guess what? The end result looks good. But here's the little thing between wisdom, here's the thing between knowledge, understanding, and end results is motives. So that's the thing. Wisdom will allow you to have a pure motive. See, without a pure motive, it's foolishness. Okay, that's all that I'm going to tell you. A pure motive, God's wisdom. See, that's why we operate in a pure motive. See, we're going to be judged greater than what we do in the outcome. We will be judged absolutely by the reason why we've done it. And the only way you'll know that is through the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of this world will tell you, who cares why you've done it? It's happening. And this is looking good for me. And I'm building up my ministry. I'm building up my name. And I'm going to get famous. If God wants you to be famous, look, here's the thing. What's your motive? If your motive is defiled, just slightly. That's just enough. Okay? God's wisdom is pure. It's undefiled. It's from heaven. Only things come from the Father of life. See, heaven. Okay? His wisdom is undefiled and pure. So now we're operating in a slightly tainted manner. Our motive is just off a little. That is just, 100% of God or 99% of God, 1% of you is 100% God. Okay, so here's the thing. Take everything and nothing to God. Notice, our motives are greater than the outcome of the situation. I can tell you that today, if they weren't serious. Because just looking good, that's what the shiny cup and the whitewashed tomb, that's what the Pharisees do. The Pharisees, they look good in public. They did both great things. They even gave money to the poor. They gave, offerings to people. Guess what? You know what happened with that. So here's the thing. We need to know why we're doing it. And if we're not doing it for the right reason, you need to sit down, cease and desist from what you're doing, call on God and pray that he will purify your heart and give you a purity of wisdom in your operation. So here's the thing. Just don't look at the outcome, but that's the wisdom of this world. So people will mix up the wisdom of this world with the wisdom of God. Don't do that. It's very easy. Because what seems wise or good is not always good. What seems good in a man's heart will lead to death. So even though you might get together and say, wow, Eddie, yeah, that makes good sense. I'm even going to help you. Let's go get a pallet of food. And let's fill these storehouses. And let's feed every homeless in the city. No, that was not the wisdom of God. I know that now. But God still got glory for it. And here's the thing. He had to straighten me out. My motives were off. Just slightly enough to make it not of God. See, it's either all in with God, or he can't get in on 99% of it. He won't. He will not. God will not. So those sort of things. But we need to know that the motives and the reason why we're doing things needs to line up with the purity of God, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God. And then wisdom will teach us that. It's not just getting things done for God. It's why we're getting it done. It's what we're going to stand for and be responsible for. The world calls it the modus, the MO or the modus operandi, right? That Greek word, right? The mode of operating. Why do you operate? Are you operating for what purpose? Are you self-seeking or are you kingdom-seeking? That's the important thing you've got to ask yourself. And even if it's the slightest little thing, then that you call God, God will come in and straighten out people. Thank you. Okay? We have to have pure motives. Wisdom will lead us to pure motives. Wisdom will lead us to understanding of what needs to be done. And understanding also, wisdom will tell us that God is the only reason why we're doing it. Well, but they're homeless, they're hungry, and I feel bad. Yeah, that's fine. But Jesus has compassion on them too. But your compassion must be pure because God put love in your heart, his love. And now you're going out and doing things not because they're hungry, because God wants you to. Because at least the needs. So whatever we do onto those out there, we're doing on to Jesus and understanding knowledge and wisdom will allow you to operate in that manner. We know what the Bible says about doing on to others. We know that we can get knowledge, We understand it, right? Now, how do we operate in it? Wisdom will guide us. We seek wisdom. We seek God. God guides us with this wisdom, the supernatural wisdom. It doesn't defile. We can't go out there and claim, oh, man, I shut up. Thank you, Lord. Look, we can't play with this stuff. We shouldn't. Because there's a Bible verse for that. Two, Lord, Lord, but I've done signs, wonders, and miracles in your name. And I assure you that I do not know you, Jesus said, depart from me. So there's a way that seems right to us by doing good deeds, what looks pleasing in the sight of man. But we can't do it for the pleasing what's in the sight of man, not even our pastors or wife. No, we are doing what's pleasing in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is looking straight at the heart. He don't care what your hands are doing. He don't care what your mouth is saying. He's looking directly at your heart and every word that proceeds from your mouth. What is the motive behind those words? He's looking at your heart as you're speaking, as you're handing sandwiches and giving scarves to the homeless. He's looking at your heart. He don't even see. He knows what's going on. Obviously, because he's God. But guess what? He's looking at your heart. Why did you do this? Why? Why did you do this? God's going to ask you. And he's going to ask you because he's being generous about it. The fact is, he knows why you've done it before you even answer the question. God's far from foolish. There's nothing hidden from God. Okay? We're naked before his sight. And he sees our heart. And he knows our heart better than we do. So we need to call on him. And wisdom will tell you to call on God and ask him to reveal these motives in your heart. Wisdom will cause you to ask God to reveal things to you so you can correct them in your life. But sometimes the word of God, yeah, it's about do's and don'ts and a lot of things going on in the natural. It tells us don't, you know, chew on your wife, don't lie, don't steal, don't kill. Okay, great. What about these sins that are hidden in our heart? David says, Lord, reveal to me the sins that are hidden in my heart. We don't really talk much about the stuff that's hidden in our heart. But true wisdom leads us to search our heart. Ask God to reveal these things in our heart. God, reveal my motives. God, why am I sitting here speaking to you today? Am I trying to get famous? Get a book deal? Get on dates or a TV? No. Those days are over because God dealt with me. I'm here just for the purpose God sent me here. And I don't care if one watch or 1 million, I'm still going to be here. Because I assure you one thing, even if it's the one that hears this message and changes their life over it, who knows what will happen from there, okay? I'm not going to start doing the mathematics of it, but once we met, okay? The wisdom is the tree of life. This wisdom comes into your heart, and it's salvation. It's eternal, it's creative, it's foundational, it is building, it is Christ himself. Wisdom of Christ, it is the wisdom of Christ. Christ became wisdom for us, okay? He became wisdom for us, for our sake, God's wisdom, okay? It wasn't his wisdom. Why did Christ die on the cross? Who knows? We know because wisdom tells us. Don't you realize his motives were pure. And that's what we need to do. We need to know, not just looking at outcome, not painting a shiny cup. We don't care. We need to forget about the outside. Just start asking God to reveal his heart. You're watching right now, so God wants to tell you, ask him to reveal your heart. I assure you this. Because we all were in shiny cups. I was the shiniest little cup. When I first got saved, guess what? My shine is lighter and more worth than anyone. Guess what? Ooh, thank you, Lord, for mercy and understanding and knowledge and revealing this and giving me a chance to operate in your wisdom and put down my wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for being patient and showing me these things. Because now that I understand it, I've been through it. I've got knowledge and understanding. Now I have experience, which also is leading to wisdom. But now I can tell other people and warn them, okay, that this is something you need to watch for. Don't try to build your ministry. Build God's ministry, you know? So what's our pattern of operation? That's what wisdom is. How are we operating for God? Okay, so we need to know. So don't just know one thing. You might even not know that it's a fear factor. The fear factor. You say, oh, look at that TV show. When they put people in words and say, and they get to see for yourself. That's what it is. Guess what? The fear factor is God. That's the factor of all of our motives. There's nothing greater than the fear factor. What is that? Why am I doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are we doing this? The fear of God is the only thing, the reverence of God, to do what's pleasing. If you fear God, you're doing what's pleasing yourself. Okay? So know this. Know this. And I'm going to go into, right here, I know the time is running, but 5 minutes, my lovely sister tells me, but here it is. I'm going to get into Ephesians real quick. I'm going to run down to open your ears. Okay, so check this out. Ephesians 1:15. Well, we're still talking about wisdom. Nothing changed. But here it is. Ready? Here's Paul writing. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for God, people everywhere, I did not stop thanking God for you. I prayed constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom. Ooh, the spirit of wisdom. Don't you understand? And this gives you spiritual wisdom and insight, so you may grow in your knowledge of God. Oh, there we go. Okay, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are rich and glorious in his inheritance. There you go. Check this out. I also understand and pray that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. But this same power, it is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And now he's seated in a place of honor. All right, so there it is. So obviously Christ walked in the wisdom of God. Christ was the word and became wisdom of God for us. So Christ is walking on this earth as wisdom. Okay, he lived a flawless life. He was saying Solomon was Elijah. Obviously, that Christ did that. And the Holy Spirit, he never was seated in the Son of God. So here it is, right? When Paul received knowledge, right? Ever since I heard of the strong faith in the Lord, the love of God's people. So, ready? He heard. He was revealed, or he had knowledge. Okay? He had knowledge. He understood that they had faith in Jesus, and they were out there loving other people everywhere. Okay, so that was demonstrated. All right, so we received the knowledge of the strong faith of the church in Ephesus and their love in Jesus. And he understood the process of their faith, and he saw it going forward. And he said to himself, now, he had knowledge, he had understanding of what was going on. He operated in wisdom. What did wisdom want him to do? Start praying and praying constantly. He started praying. He started praying for their hearts. He didn't pray they start doing greater works. He didn't pray they start eating and putting clothes on people. The Church of Ephesus was pretty wealthy. And they were doing good things for one another. But he prayed for Christ to give them spiritual wisdom and insight and understanding to have this confident hope. So listen. Wisdom let him operate. He had knowledge and understanding what was going on. It was the wisdom of God that led him to operate with passion that was so pleasing in God's sight. God wanted Paul to do things that were good. False motives. Let me tell you about false motives. He was on his way to kill the Christian. That was his motive. That was his wisdom. That was the wisdom of the church. He wanted to put the hot shot in front of the Jews and the Sanhedrin. He said, I'm going after these Christians blasphemers. Okay, but blasphemers against God. Listen, he may not have the wisdom of God. There's a great understanding and a great knowledge of the scriptures. But he did not have the wisdom. He definitely did scriptures. He's one of the righteous wisdom led him to kill what Jesus Christ came to die for. So, spiritual wisdom was activated in Paul's heart. He was praying constantly. It says right here, he had insight and understanding of God's will and the purpose for the church of Ephesus. So see, that's what he's saying. The wisdom fell upon him, and he started doing what's pleasing in God's sight. It was instantly wisdom. He was operating wisdom. His knowledge of what was going on, he had understanding what was going on. Now, he proved his wisdom of God by going out of this. His wisdom is going to be proven by its result. Now, that's for another day. I can't do this right now, but here's what I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to open the door to the next couple of weeks when we're going to teach you. It's going to be wisdom. I assure you, wisdom is long overlooked. We don't understand the true difference of wisdom. That's what we'll talk about next week. I want you to know the difference of wisdom. Because I've operated in both sides. And let me tell you, the wisdom of God can easily be counterfeited by the devil. And you think you're doing something for God, but you're not. You're not, gang. You're not. Good morning, Becky. I'm totally well. I hope you're doing well. And look, you're not doing good. Wisdom of God is pure and undefiled. It's going to be operating. Operating any other wisdom is not from God. And it's going to lead us to death. It's going to lead us to hell. You've got to know this and fear is going to lead us to death. Oh, whatever you're being called about. No, I'm not. Let me tell you something. The part that's just messing up a lot of people today is they're operating in the wrong wisdom. It seems wise to do certain things. Even for God, it looks good. But a good thing is not always a bad thing. Okay. And it's scriptures in the Bible that we're dealing with. And today I can't get into it. It's going to be a couple of weeks we're going to be talking about it. I'll show you something. If I touch you, got your attention here, keep tuning in the next couple of weeks. Or if you want to message me or call me or something and talk about this, I can. So here's what we need to know. About to run through it. So get ready. Here it is. So God, it's the wisdom of God in Paul's heart. Of course, once he got knowledge of what was going on in the church of Ephesus and understood it, he was called to action. Wisdom led him to action. Wisdom caused him to pray and pray confidently. And he opened up his heart to do things. And then he talked. But he said, he prayed. He just prayed. He started praying that God would flood their hearts with light. You know what? With that light and understanding and that knowledge will lead to a greater wisdom than they were. And here it is. So here it is. Wisdom. They grew in knowledge of God's plan and understanding because they saw that wisdom. And that's what happens. When we seek out wisdom, we seek God, we get a great knowledge and understanding of what we're doing. And then our faith rises up. Why did our faith rise up? From studying the Bible. Wisdom will lead us to the Bible and God's scriptures. And when faith increases, faith increases by knowledge and understanding. Okay, well, what God's word? We know this because the Bible tells us, and the more I read the Bible, the more understanding I got, and the more knowledge I got. But it didn't mean a thing until I started operating and using those scriptures in the wisdom. Those scriptures come alive when the Spirit is all over and we start operating. So here it is. Paul had an earnest motive. Remember, now we're getting back to the motives. This is important. That's what I said. Greater than the outcome of any situation is the reason or the motive behind it. This is the only thing that we do in the church. So look good. But are we looking good or are we doing good? Because only God is good. Jesus said that. Why do you call me good? Only the Father in heaven is good. Oh, God. Guys, you can listen to Vlog Radio and tune in tomorrow to the limited edition. Jesus Christ came to become the wisdom of God for you. So receive him into your heart. And God is good. To reveal himself to you, to his name and say, I think I'm going to finish up here. The wisdom increases, okay, so faith, when faith grows, how does faith grow in the process? Faith will be the catalyst behind the wisdom. So once you know all this stuff, it's the faith and the driving force. You go out and operate in this, okay? You need faith. And here's the thing, God's word. Once you get to know it better, God's word, you then will apply it through faith using wisdom. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know if it really, I don't know if that makes sense. So God's word is knowledge. Then understanding comes into it. And then you will go out there applying it, wisdom, operating in three states. Again, I say it twice, so I'm making it clear. Wisdom provides